Let's get into another secret. The ability to master your stories, to create the image, to bring them into your world. Now, obviously, the section here is delivery and communication. And as Howard Gardner said, stories are the single most powerful weapon in a leader's arsenal. Let's get into the blind spot. You're thinking to yourself, telling a story. Really, how hard can it be? You probably hear and tell stories all the time. Charismatic people can tell great, vivid, spellbinding stories that captivate and influence without detection. It comes alive and creates an atmosphere that helps others want to be influenced by you. Most people think they're okay in this category, but most people say you're dull, boring, and your stories go long and are way too complicated. Every eye in the room needs to be focused on you and paying attention to your story so they never lose interest. Can you really tell an engaging, influential story? What does the research tell us? As human beings, we are drawn to anything that gives us answers. Stories help your audience answer some of their own questions. Charismatic presidents use nearly twice as many metaphors than non-charismatic presidents. Speeches with metaphors are judged as more inspirational to the audience. We know that stories grab attention, create involvement, simplify complex ideas, and persuade without detection. And stories statistically will connect with more people than facts, numbers, examples, or even testimonials. So let's talk about this. Stories are powerful tools for charismatics. Stories draw your audience in and they help an audience understand and appreciate your message. We can all think of a time when we were in an audience and we were not paying attention to the speaker. We were off in our own world when, all of a sudden, we perked up and started to listen because the speaker had shifted to telling a story. When we hear a story, we automatically tune in and want to know what happens next. When you understand those essential storytelling components and how to use them, you'll be able to influence and touch people's hearts with your messages you want to convey. The first, and probably the most powerful element of a good story, is that it should engage the emotions. Facts and figures alone are much less likely to strike a chord with your audience than when they are coupled with relevant, powerful stories. When an individual's emotions are engaged, they'll be more inclined to connect with you and your message. Stories will help you establish more common ground, increase your connectivity, create more attention, and enhance the receptivity of your audience. Effective storytelling is the difference between communicating and convincing, presenting and persuading, lecturing and touching their hearts. A big part of whether or not your message is influential is whether or not your audience can believe in you. When you don't always have the opportunity to build rapport and trust with every individual in your audience on a one-on-one basis, stories can answer their questions about who you are, what you represent, and what you want from them. If you don't answer these questions for them, they will draw their own conclusions. Why take a chance that they might conclude incorrectly? Use stories to build rapport with your audience. Do you want them to view you as funny, honest, or down to earth? Identify the main points you want to get across and select your stories accordingly. Hearing your story might be as close as they'll ever get to a firsthand experience with you. Meaningful stories inspire listeners to reach the same conclusions you've reached. People value their own conclusions more highly than yours, so if you can make your story their story, you will be that much more influential. Human beings are drawn to anything that gives them answers. Use stories to help your audience answer some of their own questions. When you are successful in doing this, your message will grow and develop in your audience's mind and heart. They might not remember anything about your presentation, but a good story and its underlying message will always get played over and over again in your listener's mind. Positively engaging their emotions is one way in which stories are effective when trying to make a point to an audience that might otherwise put up resistance. Stories are less prone to make others feel defensive or feel like you're critiquing or making demands of them. Instead of bluntly presenting your objections or differing opinions, bypass their resistance and their large egos by presenting your point of view in a non-threatening, even entertaining way. Often people staunchly defend their positions not because they're so committed to those positions themselves, but more often because they simply must protect both their need to be right and the embarrassment of being wrong. If you can avoid triggering this emotional defense mechanism, you'll be amazed at how much more open your audience will be to considering your ideas. Let's talk application. What is it that will make your story come alive? What can you do to make your audience sit on the edge of their chairs and follow your every word? How can you master the art of storytelling? Here are a few suggestions to enhance your story. Keep the story simple, no more than 3 to 4 points. Be animated and full of energy. Get your body and voice involved as part of the story. Get your audience to participate both physically and mentally. Always practice your stories to a third party. Speak clearly and articulate every word. Involve their emotions for lasting impact. Our example? Well, when I think of someone that could tell an engaging story, I think of Mark Twain. He was born in 1835 and was a prolific author. Some of his famous writings are Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, Adventures of Tom Sawyer, The Prince and the Pauper, and The Connecticut Yankee and King Arthur's Court. His ability to write and tell stories enabled him to become friends with presidents, town locals, industrialists, and even royalty. He was a sought-after speaker and could get any audience to sit on the edge of their chairs. He not only had the ability to make a story come alive on paper, but also in person. He will always be remembered for his ability to capture an audience with his stories. The key? Practice telling a story to everyone you meet. It could be a simple story where you ate lunch. Get their mouths to water as you describe the food. Get them to laugh as you recount how you had an embarrassing moment. This is where you'll fine-tune your skills. Try to make your experience their experience. Learn to paint the picture for them. As you grow in your ability to tell stories, you can learn to create the right setting. You can involve the sights, the sounds, the smells, the feelings. The more you add to your story, the more your audience will be drawn in. You want your audience to see your story in their mind's eyes, playing out like a movie. You want them to really take the story home, to have a place in their hearts for years to come.